Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 18, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Devotional service is so powerful that simply by taking to the bhakti yoga according to the rules and regulations, one is supposed to be purified. Yesterday we have discussed sadhri chini jayam loki pantha khema kuto. First of all, we are so ignorant that we do not know what is the aim of life. The modern education, modern civilization, they are so much misled that they do not know what is the aim of life. Ask anybody, whether that is a scholar, a scientist, philosopher, or medical man, engineer, lawyer. So what is the aim of life? Nobody knows. They think aim of life is drink, be merry and enjoy. That's all. This is the aim of life. So that is not the aim of life. That eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. That is being done by the cats and dogs and hawks. So do you mean to say that this human form of life is also meant for that purpose? No. Human life is meant for understanding what I am, what is God, what is relation, say with God, why I am here in this material world, why I am suffering. These are the questions for human life. Eating, sleeping, making, that is wanted, because they have got this body. So, suppose car and the driver. So the petrol and grease, these things are required for the car. But you cannot eat petrol and grease and drink. There is nothing. You have to eat something else. So we are thinking that the bodily necessities, petrol and grease, is much. That is the mistake. So, therefore they do not know what the aim of life. And the nature's law is, unless you come to the point of understanding what is the aim of life, the nature will go on punishing you. And so, little mistake you will punish. Devichi sagunoi mamumaya surukta. We have come to this material world and disobeying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, just like police, as soon as you become outlaw, the police will kill you. And the police will go on punishing you unless you become law. This is it. So, without understanding why I am put into the jail, if I simply think that this is our life, let me remain here and suffer the punishment. Jail life is not for happiness, that is, everyone knows. Jail life is for punishment. Similarly, in this material world, everything. But by the use of energy of thinking, this is all. Every step there is punishment. Just study your life or my life. What is that? Beginning from the womb of my mother, when the body is born, the soul, spirit soul, is injected in the womb of the woman, and then the formation of the body takes place. So the body grows, and now imagine when we are in the womb of the mother, how much difficult position, packed up in a bed, if we, at the present moment, if I put into some airtight condition, within 3 minutes I shall die. Within 3 minutes. But similarly, airtight packed, the child remains within the womb of the mother. It is very, very painful. But by the grace of God, he lives. He lives, otherwise it is suffocating. Just imagine if you are put in the airtight box, tied up, hands are dead. How long it can live? So we remain in that condition. Unconsciousness. Then when the body is formed, we get our consciousness. Therefore at the age, when the child is 7 years, at 7 months old, it moves, because it feels the pain. So, in this way we have to remain within the womb of the mother, and when the body is formed, the time is right, then by nature's way the child comes out. But he forgets that I was in such condition, now I am relieved. But he forgets the mother or the father or the relative takes him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung this divine condition. So he forgets. That is spell of Maya. Then even in this childhood, there are so many pains. They cry, Ramana, she has children, they are crying. There is some pain. But we cannot understand what is the pain. Suppose some bug is biting, is crying. The mother is thinking that he is hungry. That is not stopping. So that our point is, just try to study this life, how much painful it is. This is the human world. How to speak of the dog's body, cat's body. You study very minutely, you will find from the beginning of my life in the womb of my mother, up to the death point, simply miracles. Simply miracles. The Karam Sasadam, Krishna said that this material life is Dukkhara, simply full of miracles. But under this veil of Maya, we are thinking that we are doing it. That's not sad. Therefore, human life is a chance to get out of this miserable condition. That should be the aim of life. How to get out of this miserable condition of life? That requires knowledge, how we are suffering, how it can be mitigated. The suffering should be ended, the same thing. So unless you become law-abiding to the laws given by God, you will suffer. That is nature. The same principle. Unless you become lawful, the police will give you punishment. Similarly, material nature, that is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Purusha Pradhita Sthopi Bhunte Tadguna. Well, separate. Because in the material, there are three, four miseries generally. Adhyatmi, Adhibhauti, Adhidvai. That is permanent. Besides that, extra miserable condition, due to the age, due to the climate, due to the condition of life. So we have to study this. Why this person, human life begins what? When he begins to say, why? Came over. Why answer? So there are different methods how to get out of the suffering condition. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi. But ultimate, very easy process is if you become a devotee, if you become engaged in Krishna consciousness, then it is very easy. Hema, put over. Let your prosperity, your auspicity is guaranteed. Kemo akutova. Akutova means without any fear. You can keep yourself in Krishna consciousness as it is, the sky. Then your life is secure. Akutova. There was no one fear. Because, why? Krishna says, aham tva sarva paapibha mokkhasya. If you become surrendered to me, and if you keep yourself under my instruction, then I will give you protection. Therefore it is saying, akuto, then your character will be born, will become manifested, your all good qualities, simply by becoming Narayana Parayana. And so far, atonement, this atonement. The atonement is concerned, here it is said, prayaschittani, chinnani, Narayana paramukha. You can have some atonement, but if you are bereft of Krishna consciousness, this purification will not be complete. How? Rajendra. Surakumbha vivaha. According to Devi Simulation, a pot in which wine was kept, it is impure forever. It is impure forever. You cannot use for any other purpose. It is so abominable. If you think that this bottle contains wine, now, wine is finished, wash it, then it becomes pure. Then according to Vedic civilization, wine is so impure that even the pot in which wine was kept, it will never become pure. Surakum vivaha. These examples, outsiders cannot understand. But it is said in the Shastra. So, we have to understand what is the aim of life. Aim of life is go back home, back to God. Unless we understand this, our life is in darkness. Nothing we do, sharpen the things we show. Durasayadi bhajirattava. We are trying to be happy in this place, miserable condition, manufacturing so many ways of life. At the modern age, they are thinking that if we have got a very nice car, and nice residence and quarter, and nice wife, people also do not care now for the wife. They want car, of course. That is essential. Although, at any moment we can meet accidents and things. So, this is not the aim of life. The aim of life is to start how to go back to one life. That is our aim of life. That we must engage ourselves in devotion, service, or the consciousness. Then our life will be successful. Otherwise, we shall continue to drag the miserable condition of life. We shall change in different ways, but it will never be successful. Thank you.